Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
They're hard. No matter what I do, it's never good enough. That's the sound of a bitter, faithless person. No matter what I do, they're not going to like it. Well, if you're already believing, they're not going to like it. You're defeated before you start. If you don't believe you can, there's no faith there. Right? How many understood the man that had five believed he could do something with it? Didn't he? He believed that he could please the Lord. He believed he could find some success. The man with the two believed the same thing, and they were successful. They found profit. They found success. They doubled what they had. They pleased the Lord. When they came before Him, He said, good job. How many know the Lord is good? He's fair. He's reasonable. But how many know He's not going to say good job and you didn't do a good job? And you didn't do what you knew how to do. That's where people, so we got a whole generation that want to do nothing and want to hear good job. Don't we? Whole generation. If they show up, they want to hear good job. Yeah, but you didn't do anything. Like a fellow said to us one time, he told him about job, you know, what kind of job he's going to have. He said, well, I don't want a job. I want a position. Well, people want the reward, but not to work. And did you hear what we said already? Now, it's easier to believe that somebody's unreasonable and you can't please them than it is to get up and work. It's easier to just believe, well, I can't please them anyway, so I'm just going to flop down here and do nothing, and I'm going to dig a hole and hide my talent. But that didn't work out so well for him. Are you reading this now?
Yes, sir.
I was afraid. I went and hid my talent. Why? Because you're a hard man. And here, I dug it up, and here's your talent. Did he really believe the Lord was going to be pleased with this? No, he didn't believe that. He's already prepared, though, to make excuses. Isn't he? He knows better in his own heart. And the Lord answered and said, you wicked and slothful servant, lazy and wicked. You knew that I reap where I sowed not. He said, you knew it, did you? And I gather where I have not strawed. Then you ought therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury or interest. You could have at least done that. That wouldn't even require anything of you. How many understand the Lord expects a return on what He puts into us? I mean, people work in the world all the time, and they'll let people chew on them and cuss them and demand them. They demand that you meet your quota. They demand that you make sales. They demand, and they, well, that's the way it is. That's the way the business world is. And they come to the church, and if somebody's like they expect something of them, oh. I'm going to go somewhere else. Where they'll let me hide my talent and just sit on it and do nothing. Well, that won't work with the Lord, though. Amen. He expects a return, doesn't He? So you might as well get to expecting a return out of yourself. And the thing is, He knows what you can do. Look at somebody and say, He knows. what you can do. Does he? He knows what you can do. How many understand a good teacher will not let you off till you do what they know you can do? You turn in some kind of goofy, slouchy report, you know, that you grabbed in 30 minutes off the internet, and it's got Snickers bar marks on it, and they know you're smart. They know you can do way beyond this. They're going to pitch that back to you. Or they're going to put a big D or F on it or something and say, you need to do better than this. Well, see, people that don't think right, they go, that's a mean teacher. That's a hard teacher. That's mean. So-and-so, their paper didn't look much better than mine. They gave them a B. Yeah, but they might be a two-talent person. And they might know you're a five-talent person. How are we going to make it on this one? I don't know. How about a coach? See, there's some people got natural ability. And they can do better than some folk physically without even practicing. But because of that, sometimes they're lazy. So they don't want to show up for practice, and they don't want to do this, and they don't want to do that, because they're a superstar. all they got to do is show up. But a good coach won't let them by with that. Right? Because they know. They know this guy, he may be operating at half his skill, but he's giving it his all. So that's all he's going to ask of him. But this guy is not operating at half of what he can do. And a good coach will recognize that and require more of him. And then some people that don't understand go, well, that ain't fair now. I mean, he's asking me to do more than he is this guy. Yeah, but that could be because you're a five-talent guy. Yeah, come on. And he knows it. Yes, sir. And so you ought to feel blessed. Yes, sir. Instead of complaining. Yes, sir. But no, your flesh don't want to hear that. Your flesh never wants to work. It just wants to glide and slide. Let me by. Just let me by on my looks. Just let me by on that. Because I'm me. Why else? Because I'm me. Why should you give me an A? Because, hey, I'm me. And the same thing is true with pastors. Did I even get one amen? And see, we don't even have that concept in churches. Churches look at pastors as their little hirelings. And they change them like socks. Just for good measure, just to stir it up, just to keep things interesting. And if a pastor dares act like they expect something of you, or if they dare act like what you're doing's not enough, oh, well, that's just intolerable. It's time to change churches. I don't know who that pastor thinks he is. What they don't understand is they got a Lord who requires even more. Yes, sir. And it's going to be sad that a lot of folks show up before the Lord to give an account, and they didn't do anything with what He gave them, and yet they're going to be held accountable for it. Did you know there's going to be people that give account for ministries that they never did? Because they were called to it? They never did it. They never answered it, but they're going to be held accountable for it. We need to do everything we know with what we've got. And we need to act like we are working under somebody who knows to the last point of perspiration what we can do. Because we are. Right? All things are open and naked before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. He knows exactly what we know, what we don't know, what we can do, what we can't do. He knows. And when He gives us something, He expects us to multiply it. Doesn't He? He expects, He's given us a church here at this Faith Life Church. Hasn't He? You and I couldn't have done this. He's given us a church. What does He expect us to do with this? He expects you and me to reach the world. Doesn't He? He expects this place to grow, to multiply. He expects us to go to multiple services and have to get more land and more buildings. He expects us to send stuff out into the world by the millions. And nothing except everything we know how to do will be acceptable if we want to hear, good job. If we want to hear, well done. Good and faithful servants, it'll be because we did everything we knew how to do and we didn't just bump along. Now, how many understand Jesus is coming again? He's coming soon. How many understand it's not just imagination or fairy tale? Soon and very soon, you're going to be standing in front of the Lord. It won't be you and mama. It won't be you and your wife. It won't be me and you. You will be standing there by yourself. And you'll give an account of what you did with the opportunities, the resources, the gifts, the abilities that God gave you in this lifetime. Now, a lot of people don't like to talk about it because they know they're not even trying to do anything with it. But yet, that's not the solution. It's too quiet, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Is this happening?
Yes.
It's happening. And how many understand when this time comes, it's not going to matter how much money we made or how successful the world thought we were. These things won't matter. It'll only matter that we did what He told us to do and we did all we knew how to do with what He gave us. And notice the word that keeps coming up. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Now be ruler over many things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faithful and True, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611A. That's R611A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.